Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, digital forensic analyst Ira Victor joins us, and he's going to scare the heck out of us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Higher taxes, Washington regulations, they're job-killing policies that hurt Nevada families. But Congresswoman Jackie Rosen voted for higher taxes on families and small businesses. Rosen sided with Nancy Pelosi for more spending, higher taxes, and more Washington regulations. It's the wrong approach. We need policies to keep our economy growing, not ruin it. Tell Jackie Rosen she needs to vote to help families by making their tax cuts permanent. Stop voting for higher taxes.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Ira Victor. He is a digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com and hosts the Cyber Jungle podcast. Pleasure to have you back on the program. So much to talk about, only 19 and a half minutes, so let's dive right in. You went and weren't supposed to testify, but ended up testifying at a hearing concerned about changes to the Nevada revised statutes regarding DETR, the Department of Employment Training and Rehab, and new regulations that they want to promulgate. Explain what the situation is, how you got into it, and what your great concerns are.
Sure. Right now, businesses in Nevada, every quarter, they must file a detailed report with DETR, as it's called, D-E-T-R, that includes employees' names, social security numbers, their salary, all sorts of confidential information goes to the state every quarter. Right now, businesses have before this ruling was changed, but the history has been that businesses can either go online if they feel that the data can be safely sent online to the state, or they can print out a form and mail it in to DETR. DETR wanted to change that and mandate the only way that they would accept the data is over the internet. And I actually got wind of this through the Nevada Taxpayers Association. They put out a newsletter. Someone sent me a copy of the newsletter and said, "Did you know about this?" Because they were having the final hearing before making the decision. That was May 31st of this year. I didn't. I went to the hearing. I was the only one from the public to testify yay or nay. And what I said is this. Look, businesses have a lot of risks. Employees are very concerned about their privacy. The citizens of Nevada, both the employees and the businesses, should be able to make the decision of whether they feel safe with their systems connecting to the state or whether they feel that the risk is too high, the liability is too high, and they want to keep printing out the form and mailing the information, or taking it even, if they want to Dieter physically. And Dieter's response basically is, well, the business can apply for permission to defer doing it electronically, but it's at Dieter's discretion whether they accept that or not. And I think it should be the business that does the risk assessment. We call it a risk assessment. We know about this when highways are done. There's an environmental risk assessment,
right?
Or when we have active shooters in schools, there are safety risk assessments and how policies should be wrapped around that. Why aren't we looking at the risk of this data being exposed when it goes out of a business's network? I asked that question at the hearing, and it wasn't really answered. I talked after the hearing with senior officials in data security with the state, and there was a tacit admission that the state has never looked at this issue from the perspective of the business's network. They say, our servers, we feel safe in them. But I said, well, but an internet connection is two-way, like a fax, right? There's a sender of a fax and a receiver of a fax. There's a sender of an email and a receiver of the email. To only look at the receiving side is actually, from a security perspective, negligent. You need to look at the complete connection, and there should be a risk assessment made from the entire transaction. And the state, basically, they've not looked at that. The senior official after the hearing said, well, we have limited budget and limited resources. We can't do that. I said, well, then, you know, ask for help. And after the hearing, I spoke with one of the legal staff members at Dieter, and I was asked. They said, well, we'll take this under advisement, but Ira, if we need some help on what this risk assessment would look like, would you help? I said, yes, let's do it. They haven't followed up. They didn't take advantage of that opportunity. The regulation has changed. I think it's time. We've got the legislature coming up in 2019. This potentially affects every single employee and business in Nevada. And I think we should take a step back here. Let's do a risk assessment, a bigger picture risk assessment. In the meantime, let's keep the status quo. If a business thinks that it's, or their employees talking with the business, says, hey, let's do this paper, the business should be allowed to do that. It should be at the business's discretion to do their own risk assessment and make that decision. And then the state can come up with a new way to look at this, taking into consideration the entire picture, and then we can examine what changes should happen after there's a risk assessment.
All right, so let me ask you this. Who is the panel you spoke in front of? Were they legislators? Were they bureaucrats? Who were they?
They were the staff members from Dieter.
Okay, so this is all within house at Dieter at this point.
This is all in house in Dieter.
Okay, let me open up the door a little wider, because on this program you've talked before about businesses and government protecting the front door while leaving the back door wide open in terms of cybersecurity fraud or break-ins.
Yes.
So you know, that's number one. Number two, paper is not secure either. I mean, obviously, you can do a lot more damage cyber-wise than you necessarily could paper-wise, but still, when you write down your Social Security number or whatever other number you write down on a piece of paper and hand it to somebody, that ain't secure either.
No, it's true. So what we're talking about, there is perfect security is not achievable. This is why risk assessments are important.
Only through death.
That's right. So risk assessments are important because then they say, well, what are the risks? What are the threats? What are the vulnerabilities? What's the likelihood of something happen? What's the impact when it happens? And then you can weigh that against costs. And you can say, all right, the risk assessment says it's lower risk. It could say it's lower risk to do something this way versus some other way. And we don't say it's zero risk, but it's lower risk. It is much more difficult for an attacker to intercept lots of physical mail or to mug someone outside of the Dieter office when they're turning in the form than it is to go to a central repository. This is part of the problem, Sam, with data security in general. We've been using this model of open and interoperable systems, and then we centralize data that is a draw for cyber criminals in one place. So in this case, it would be an employer has all of this data, they're doing on a network that may not be secure, they're filling out a form on an internet connection with all of this information. That's one place, one connection to get all the information about the employees. It would, if you did a risk assessment, it might turn out that it's safer to say, hey, we're going to fill out that form and mail it in.
All right, so you fill out the form, you mail it in, you hand it in, whatever. Does it not then get transferred to a computer?
It does, but the state itself says they've done a risk assessment on their computers and their systems are safe.
How confident are you about that?
I'd have to look at their risk assessment.
I mean, if you said 3 years ago, would you have been confident 3 years ago?
I would have been less confident 3 years ago than I am today. But I often say this, be skeptical. I have to see what the risk assessment is, what the state has done to keep the data secure. And maybe they have done a good job of that, maybe not. But even if they have, there's still risk down from the business. And that's something that a business can control. It's more challenging to control what the state does, but a business itself, its employees, they can take control of their data.
Are you comfortable that the governor's office, and I'm thinking especially somebody like Mike Wilden, or key legislators are looking at these kind of risk assessments and taking them seriously? And I would assume that Mr. Wilden certainly is.
Yeah, I think that there's certainly a heightened awareness of data security. Things have changed over the years. I've been on your show many times.
Sure.
There's more awareness now. But there's, you know, in addiction, the first step is to recognize you have a problem. I don't think they've gotten to the first step yet. We're still at the stage where they say, we take security very seriously. Well, the first step is recognize you have a problem. And we need to get to that first step of recognizing we have a problem, and then we can start to tackle it.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, you will scare us even more. And we'll be right back with Ira Victor after this timeout.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor. He is a digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com and hosts the excellent Cyber Jungle podcast. And our next topic is going to be about the security of our election database. Now you just came back from Black Hat, which is the big hackers convention that turned out from a small group to be a huge group where every major computer company now attends and tries to hire these folks to come and work for them. And the topic in question here is election security. And I listened to your interview on the Cyber Jungle, and I was quite astonished to realize the vulnerability of elections and how relatively easy it could be for somebody to hack the election system, and not in the way most people would think. Please explain.
That's right. That's a great way to phrase the question, because election officials here in Nevada have done media interviews where they say, I'm paraphrasing, but they say, we can't, the voting machines are not connected to the internet. We can't think of any way that someone would hack the election. Well, that's the first problem, because if you don't have a proper risk, we just talked about this risk assessment, if you don't have what's called a red team, a team to go in and impersonate an attacker, even though they're actually good guys, then you won't know whether your system is vulnerable. And sticking your head in the sand and saying, well, we can't think of a way is not an answer and is not the way you do a risk assessment. So what this what was presented down in Las Vegas, the largest security conference in the country, actually, it's Black Hat and DEF CON, which is where I saw a lot of speakers on election security, was very simple. There are companies that, and Nevada uses some of these companies that do the pre-election programming for the electronic voting machines. Sometimes that data is loaded up by third-party companies. Sometimes it's loaded up here in Nevada by election officials. I'm talking about in Nevada. Sometimes it's companies that Nevada hires. Sometimes it is local election officials. Sometimes it's a combination. That data is put on computers that are connected to the internet. So now we have a single point of entry for a cyber criminal. This is the, how could they do it? This is one of the ways that it's done. That card then, that memory card that programs the election machine, then corrupts the outcome of the election. So if you put down, I want to vote for George Washington rather than Thomas Jefferson, and it says it on the screen, and it says it on the paper, it's still recorded, it says it on the screen, it's still recorded inside the machine. Instead of putting George Washington, your vote is tabulated for Thomas Jefferson.
And the paper trail that prints up on that computer would be incorrect as well. So
that is correct.
What appears to be your vote would show up as the paper confirmation, but what actually was recorded would be different.
That is exactly right.
Okay, now, the Secretary of State and the various recorders say that they do audits, but in your conversation, these audits can be pretty meaningless.
They're machine audits. They'll say, okay, machine, you told us that the majority of the votes were for George Washington. And the machine says, yes, I did. I told you that yesterday. Great. Do the same program again. What does it come out? George Washington. Well, the flaw is inside the machine. It will. You could keep auditing it till the cows come home. It will always. It's programmed to always say George Washington. The Nevada, unfortunately, there are other states that have changed this, where they actually remove the paper tape. They do it on a statistical basis. They remove that paper tape, or they use a hand ballot, which I'll talk about in a moment, and they take a statistically random sample of the paper record, and they tabulate that by hand, by a person, not by a machine. Then they run the results from those machines again, and they compare. They should match. If they don't match, we've got a problem. And that's what that would mitigate the risks of this problem. By the way, some states, they don't have electronic touchscreen machines, which we've had a lot of problems with in the last election. What they do is they may have a touchscreen interface, but then it prints out a paper ballot rather than a cash register kind of receipt. It prints it out. You can look at it and see, yes, I voted for George Washington. And you walk over to a scanning machine that scans that paper ballot. The results that are in the scanning machine, but you have the original paper ballot.
Do you get to keep that?
No, but the county officials keep that,
okay,
and can protect that, and that can be counted. That's a very good system. Now, unfortunately, that wasn't what was decided for our new voting machines. It's something that should be looked into, but certainly right now we have the paper that called the Voter Verified Receipt, the VVR. That VVR should be manually audited by hand and compared with the electronic machine. And we should be doing what's called red teaming in Nevada, doing the scenarios, doing the risk assessments to say, how would someone break this system? How would they get in? And then how do we mitigate those risks?
You know, and I just want to throw in one other thing that concerns me, which is with the advent of cell phone photography, somebody can take a photo of the ballot that they just voted, take it outside down the street to somebody who said to them, if you vote for my candidate, I'll give you $20, show them on their phone that they voted for them.
Correct. Well, so there is that risk. There's another risk, too. And I want to say the full disclosure. I don't think that the people at the registrars here in Nevada, that they're you know, they don't care about this, that they're not concerned about it.
Yeah, and I said recorder. I meant registrar.
Yeah. I think that those people do care. They're under tremendous budgetary pressure, and a lot of other strains. But there needs to be an admission that we have a potential problem here, and taking a real hard look at what the hacker community, what the people that are trying to help are doing.
Okay, but why is not the FBI, the NSA, the various government agencies who are investigating Russia involvement in our elections not operating on a statewide level, a countywide level already?
Well, because there's a lot of tension between should this be controlled by the feds or should this be controlled by the state, Sam. Now, there is a bill in the Senate right now, United States Senate, to enable these kinds of audits and greater security. And actually, at one of the talks, Senator Mastos was on the list of senators where the speaker said, hey, if you're in Nevada, call Senator Mastos and say, this bill is really important to get this auditing and to get greater security. So the federal government can play a role in federal elections. We also have local-only elections here, and there should be a more rigorous approach to this. For example, as far as we know, no election officials from Nevada attended DEF CON this year, and all of the talks and all of the hacking that was done against voting machines. There was an IT person from Nevada there, but not an election official there. But there were election officials from other states there. Why? What is the challenge of sending someone into our own state to use the resources we have right here in the state?
And wasn't the Attorney General of California there?
I believe senior officials. There were senior officials from California and other states. Yes, not IT people that know about mechanics, but actual policymakers and leaders from other states.
All right, let's take a break. Another topic when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers with Ira Victor, the digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com and host of the Cyber Jungle podcast, CyberJungle.com.
The CyberJungle.com.
Smart cities technologies. These, to me, are very scary. I mean, I'm scared of Alexa and, you know, and proven, I think, since the last time we talked, where Alexa heard a conversation and went and dialed and gave somebody an email that they shouldn't have done. But it's way bigger than that in your concern.
Yeah, so there are a lot of cities right here in Nevada are using what are called smart city technologies, rolling that out. And part of those are integrated into emergency services, alerting systems, water system controls in other states. And there was a fascinating talk at the Black Hat conference by the leader of a red team. These are the people that impersonate the bad guys and pretend that they're going to attack a system, and how would they do it? And they found many, 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 many flaws in the smart city control systems that are deployed right now today. And these are folks from IBM. This is not just a bunch of, you know, pimply-nosed kids.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds left. Is there a solution that you see that's readily available?
Yes. Slow down, build security into these systems before you deploy them. Don't add security as an afterthought. If you want to know how bad that is, look at all the election machine problems we have.
That's where we got to leave it. Ira Victor, always a pleasure, I think. Really, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culper Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culper Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculperphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.